Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be pleasing to you, O God, great mystery, who surprises us again and again. Amen. In 2006, I led a group from the United States to Guatemala on a service trip to a rural area near Coban. We were partnering with a woman named Rosita, who had converted her home into a community center and was providing a variety of services to surrounding indigenous families who were living in abject hunger and poverty. One of the various projects that we were there to help get started was a gardening initiative. Rosita had asked us to work with the children from her neighborhood to establish a garden and teach the children how to plant and tend it. We spent a week creating a marvelous space of about 10 by 20 feet, planting a variety of seeds, and meticulously labeling each and every row. The children delighted in being in charge of this project. They couldn't keep from smiling as they took each individual seed, gently placing it in the soil and watering it for the first time. At the end of the week, the garden looked a little bit like a quilt, with brightly colored stakes labeling each section and tiny mounds of dirt creating lines in between them. A couple of weeks later, Rosita sent me photos of the garden, now with sprouts peeking out everywhere as the vegetables began to grow. She said the children were tending to the garden daily, watching and waiting to see what would sprout up next, watering and weeding and lavishing time and care onto their new garden. What happened a month later, no one anticipated, and it dashed the children's hopes of a bountiful harvest. Rainy season came suddenly and with great force. Rosita's community center had been inundated with water from heavy downpours and extreme flooding in the area. She sent photos showing that the rain and flooding was so bad that it came up the bank, almost reaching the community center and more than reaching the garden, which had been utterly destroyed. Not a single plant remained in the garden, which was now a muddy mess. We were all brokenhearted, but especially the children who had taken such pride in their new garden. A garden is the setting of the story that we heard from the Gospel of John this morning. Jesus had died a painful death on the cross and had been taken to this garden to be laid in a new tomb. The lives of his disciples, once filled with life and ministry of Jesus, were now a muddy mess. They were brokenhearted. And in this story, we hear about three who came to this garden early in the morning when it was still dark: Mary Magdalene, Simon Peter, and the other disciple arrive to the tomb where each of them has a unique experience with the risen Christ. Did you notice all the words referring to seeing that were used in this passage? The disciples are looking at and seeing things differently, as we humans often do. In ancient Greek, there are three different words being used in this passage for seeing, and each has a little bit different of a connotation, indicating distinctive experiences. Mary Magdalene reaches the tomb first, and she is seeing, blepoing, as in physically noticing that a stone has been rolled away. Noticing this, she assumes Jesus' corpse was stolen, and she's in distress. Next, we hear the other disciple reaches the tomb, bends down, and is also blepoing, physically noticing, the linen wrappings lying in the tomb. Finally, Simon Peter arrives, and he is seeing, theorioing, as in observing, gazing, contemplating, both the linen wrappings and the cloth that's been wrapped on Jesus' head, now rolled off in a place by itself. The story progresses as the other disciple enters the tomb, and we hear that he saw and believed. The Greek word used for saw here is yet a third seeing word, horao, which means perceiving, seeing as in clearly discerning. And in the Gospel of John, this type of seeing is associated with believing. The other disciple sees, understands something new about the risen Christ, and he believes. Our story does not end here. Though Simon Peter and the other disciple return to their homes, Mary Magdalene remains standing outside the tomb, weeping. Whereas she began with blepoing, noticing, she now moves to theoreoing, observing, gazing, contemplating these two angels inside the tomb. And she turns around, again, theoreoing, observing who she thinks is the gardener. And finally, upon hearing her name spoken, she realizes she is encountering Jesus, the risen Christ. In the final words of our gospel reading today, we hear Mary Magdalene proclaim, "I have seen the Lord." I bet you can now guess which type of seeing is referred to in the Greek. Mary has horaoed the Lord, and this encounter has not only affected her, but it has ongoing and future implications for her. Her perception and discernment of the risen Christ is now shared with the disciples. And we will hear more stories in the weeks to come about their faith journeys and their encounters with the risen Jesus as they move from noticing to observing to truly seeing who Jesus is. If you recall for a moment the story I told about the garden that was destroyed in Guatemala, I want to share the rest of the story. Months have gone by, and I received another message from Rosita saying to look at the photos that she was sending, and I wouldn't believe what had happened. I was curious, but if I'm honest, I was also a little apprehensive because it was still rainy season and I was expecting another disaster of some sort. Instead, I found myself looking at photo after photo after photo of planted plots of land. Where we had originally planted a 10 by 20 foot garden, a multitude of plots had now been planted. The plants were so abundant that they looked like small fields spread out over much more of the property than we had originally planted. I learned that the children and their families had started planting in that garden space, but they continued into other spaces as they had more seeds waiting to be planted. Where there had been devastation, there was now abundant life, new growth, and a whole new vision for what was possible. O garden which held but could not contain the lavish abundance that burst forth. O garden, here is the new creation, the resurrected Christ, standing in the garden, once mistaken for the gardener, who is in fact the gardener, the one from the beginning, incarnation completed, divinity reunited. Look, Mary Magdalene proclaims, I have seen the Lord. He is not dead. He is alive. He called me by name. Mary had this unique encounter with the resurrected Jesus, and this interaction changes her. She will never be the same again. She experienced the mystery of the resurrection and then goes forth to share that mystery with her community. A favorite poet of mine, Mary Oliver, writes this poem entitled, Mysteries, Yes. Truly, we live with mysteries too marvelous to be understood. How grass can be nourishing in the mouths of the lambs. How rivers and stones are forever in allegiance with gravity. while we ourselves dream of rising. How two hands touch and the bonds will never be broken. How people come from delight or the scars of damage to the comfort of a poem. Let me keep my distance always from those who think they have the answers. Let me keep my company always with those who say, look, and laugh in astonishment and bow their heads. Not only is the resurrection of Jesus itself a mystery, but the way in which we encounter the resurrected Christ is unpredictable and in and of itself a mystery. Equally a mystery is how our individual encounters with the risen Christ come to bear on one another. In community, we experience and encounter Jesus together in new ways. Sometimes we notice, sometimes we observe and contemplate, sometimes we come face to face with risen Jesus who we don't even recognize at first glance. And sometimes we see. We truly perceive Jesus in our lives and we entrust ourselves to him. In our baptism, we are claimed as God's beloved children who are constantly being empowered and equipped by the Holy Spirit to use our gifts in love and service to others. At the same time, we are promised that each and every day, that same Spirit is working to make us holy and to enlighten us to see God in new and dimensional ways, actively working in our lives. And we are called to share those Jesus encounters with others, saying as Mary Magdalene, I have seen the Lord. Beloved Christ the King community, together we bloom. As you leave this worship service today, you will find baskets with packets of sunflower seeds labeled, Together We Bloom. Please take a packet with you and plant some sunflowers at your home in a garden or a windowsill. And as we experience the mystery of a dry seed becoming a living plant, may we also notice, observe, and truly see the risen Christ, the gardener who tends to us with love. May we entrust ourselves to Jesus and encounter our risen Lord again and again, both individually and in community, sharing that love that we encounter with others who are thirsting for love and community. May you and I encounter the resurrected Jesus. May we witness with our whole beings. May we be unabashedly astonished. May we bow our heads in awe. May you and I proclaim, like Mary, I have seen the Lord, and may our lives never be the same again. Thanks be to God. Amen. Alleluia.